It's Monday, June 11th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Extron Electronics.
Today's Daily Download comes to us from AV Week 347. George Tucker is joined by Don Mead, Mike Tomei, and Victoria Ferrari talking about Dante getting AES 67 integration. Mike Tomei starts off the conversation discussing the differences between Dante and AVB.
On one hand, it's nice that, you know, people like Dante are playing well with others and there's interoperability between all of these different standards. But it is just, like you said, a kind of a conglomeration of all these standards that have to be all merged together, and nobody's really picking and choosing one to kind of go with. I mean, Dante has definitely done really well in certain markets, but then you look at other markets like broadcast or that sort of thing, and there are other audio standards that are prevalent in there too. So it's tough. Video, I think, is getting there. You know, like you said, you have AVB, and you have some other kind of video standards. A lot of all proprietary. I guess you can call them standards at the moment. That are kind of falling into place, and it's taking a while. It's frustrating for sure in the industry to have all of these standards kind of flying around and nobody really picking and choosing. And it's tough for a lot of companies to play well together. You know, there are certain companies that are banding together and creating these groups that are agreeing on a certain standard, but then there are large manufacturers that are holding out and sticking with their own proprietary formats. And it's just the nature of a commercial industry, but it definitely hurts it. And it's really hard to kind of, as a designer, to look to the future and say, okay, who's going to win this war? And where should I be telling my clients they should be spending their money?
So right. So Don, let me continue that thought that Mike was having about how so many standards, it's a sort of double-edged sword. We know that having proprietary standards helps grow certain segments because there's a desire for it, and therefore, once it builds up enough steam, other companies want to get into the act. But what looks like we're doing again is relying on a third-party standards organization, albeit the Audio Engineering Society, no joke there, of a standards organization, to develop a way for us to talk to each other. So is having an open standard protocol a help or a hindrance in this case? Where does that demarcation line happen where we go, all right, guys, we all got to talk to each other. We either have to share the same standard or do the MIDI route. I know I say this all the time to people. The MIDI protocol allowed everybody to do what they needed to do. Why aren't we doing that?
Well, the one job I haven't had in the industry is the manufacturer, so I couldn't answer that last question, why we're not doing that. But I think that the importance of standards is more clear from this side of the fence as an end user. And that's if you're not super familiar with the industry or not super familiar with how performance should be for any particular product, having the standards and having documented standards give you a benchmark that you can do your commissioning against. They give you a benchmark that you can use in your RFQs and your SOWs, your RFPs. It really provides a framework for end users to build on. And so you don't have to have the knowledge, but you have to say, I know that this knowledge base exists, and therefore I require you to have this knowledge base in order to do the job properly.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.